The Lord has a word, and really it's, I'm not going to say that it's for 100% of the people here and watching and listening. I just don't know. But I do know this much, I can say that it is for the vast majority. You need to listen to this and receive from the Holy Spirit His acknowledgement to you as an individual as to how this would apply to you. Because this deals with different issues in each person. The Lord says that the teachings that you're receiving this week are the most critical teachings that you have ever received in your life, other than the message to be born again. For you see, these teachings are providing for you the answers as to why you have struggled so much in your Christian life. These teachings this week are explaining to you why you have suffered so many setbacks in life. Why you have given in repeatedly to things that you promised you'd never do again. These teachings are explaining to you why I have not been able to use you in greater levels of my power. You have had questions. Where are the healings? Where are the miracles? These teachings are explaining to you why these things have not been flowing the way that you have hoped. For some of you, those of you who are in ministry, but not all of you in ministry, these teachings are explaining to you why your ministry seems to be stuck, going nowhere. These teachings are explaining to you, to those of you, whether you're in ministry or not, why you have had constant conflict in your home and in your own life. These teachings are explaining to you what it is going to take for you to guard yourself and stand strong all the way to the return of my Son. For there are some of you hearing these words, you are in an area that is very questionable. Some of you are dabbling in sin, and some of you have been embracing doctrine that is not exalting the fullness of my truth. For some of you, I would say you are headed in the direction of dangerous ground. These teachings are bringing those things to light. You need to understand that in the days to come, many preachers that have been highly respected, some of these preachers even you have respected, they are going to begin speaking forth things that have been in their heart that I have seen, but you have not yet heard. It will be doctrines of deception. And you've been giving ear to the wrong preachers, and over time, you have been being set up for these teachings to lead you astray. The teachings you're receiving this week are exposing this process. And I say unto you, this is so very critical this week. Some of you have listened and enjoyed, but you have not taken seriously the depth of what is being revealed to you. You are my children, and I'm highly concerned. For you see, I cannot force you to change. And just because you say you are changing does not mean you are changing until you actually do that which brings forth the change will not come. Attending this conference will not produce change in your life. It is only if you apply what you hear taught that you will begin to see the change. You do not realize how close the end is. You do not realize how short the time is. Things arising in this world that are going to be very distressing to many people. Societies are crumbling around this world. Your only hope is to be strong in me. But you see, just professing my son as your Savior is not enough. For deception creeps into the lives of people who profess my son as their Savior. You must be strong in me. You must submit to the purging power of my word and the ministry of my Holy Spirit. For did not my son warn that if it's possible in the last days that even the very elect will be deceived? So you see, just professing my son as Savior is not enough. You need to press deeper into me, and the teachings you are receiving this week is exposing for some of you the error in which you have been walking for a long time. But I say unto you, through these teachings, I am equipping you with the information you need to rise up as conquerors over everything about the flesh. And if you will take this to heart and receive these teachings, some of you will need to listen to these things more than once. If you will receive it as your Father and as your God, I am a man who cannot lie, and I say unto you, the change will take place. You will be different. Be patient with yourself through the application of these things to your life, because change is a process. But I am patient, and I will wait with you, I will walk with you, and I will work with you. You are my joy and my delight. And I, as your Father, am not going to let you down. Through the rest of this week, some of you are going to hear things said in sermons that will challenge you. Some of you have already been challenged, but more is coming. For you see, it is my desire to work with you so that you truly become that pure, spotless bride awaiting for the return of my Son. So rejoice in these things and know that great things are headed your way. For some of you, I would say, look at this week as a new beginning in your walk with me. Press in, conform to the image of the glory of my Son, and just see what you become in me, says the Lord.